winding the campaign down, your role is coming going to figure more prominently. Anything you want to talk to me about this?
Well, there is a meeting, as you well know, on Saturday, May 31st. The Rules and Ballots Committee is going to meet and consider two challenges that have been filed pursuant to the delegate selection rules and regarding the seating of the delegations in Florida and Michigan. And I hope my colleagues resolve this issue. If the resolution is not acceptable to either of the candidates, then either candidate can go and take this matter before the Credentials Committee, and which I'm one of the co-chairs, and we'll obviously gladly take a look at those challenges at that point. But I think it's after it's all said and done on June 3rd, I think it's time to unite behind the presumptive nominee, whoever that might be, and work towards electing a Democratic president. Because certainly another 4 years of a Bush-like era is not acceptable to the American people.
You wouldn't be surprised if there's some initial challenge to the initial ruling.
Well, I'm not suggesting there will be or not. It is my understanding that the Clinton campaign has suggested that if what comes out of the Rules and Bylaws Committee is not acceptable, then they might consider taking this before the credentials the convention. I hope that's not the case. I hope this matter is resolved quickly and that we can move forward swiftly and expeditiously to campaigning against John McCain and electing a Democratic president to the White House.
Will Puerto Rico go for Clinton?
Well, there was a poll recently that came out suggests that apparently that was the case. I am no expert. I'm not a pollster. I think it is important that every single Democrat in Puerto Rico goes out and vote and let the voices of the people be heard. And on June 1st, we'll know who was the favorite candidate for the people of Puerto Rico.